Lisa!
Oh, hi, Adult Swim. I got the results of the test back. I definitely have April Fools.
Receiving high-IQ3 transmission. Uploading video for broadcast. All right, Tom, we're ready.
I love this job.
French. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, welcome to the Cool Kids Club podcast. This week,
50 episodes.
That's true.
Yes. 51 too many.
And we're going to be talking about the CN Upfront and Toonami and Anime Boston and Nashi-Con.
And other stuff.
Yeah. I'm John Jones. With me are Zionic Freak.
Hey.
And Vimon Josh.
Yo.
And for once, Def Punk Fan 37.
I'm getting paid for this, right?
Not a bit.
Hell no.
That's unfortunate. Then I'm just going to leave.
I think you may actually lose money from this.
I mean, I guess I'd be losing opportunity cost from spending my time doing this instead of doing other things.
That's some vocabulary your school would like to hear you use.
Exactly, at my superior New England college.
Hey, this guy in the chat says he's making a new show for Toon Radio.
Oh, that's cool. What's the name of the show?
He didn't say, but his name is Anime for Life.
Guys,
I see anime displayed. I don't see for life.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I guess you guys are going to talk about CN Upfront, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. That's my bird talking about it.
Your bird is so excited to talk about it, too. It's like,
Was he upset Thundercats got canceled?
Yeah, I think so. Although, I don't think birds really like cats, so probably not.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a good point. He's probably actually really happy about it. Yeah.
See, if it was like, if they revamped Silverhawks, your bird might be upset over that, because hawks are a type of bird, but those in that show will be silver if they ever revamp that series.
Yeah, he'd probably be scared, because hawks are a lot bigger than parrots. They can, like, eat them and stuff.
Hawks can eat, like, anything if they wanted to.
Yeah, even people. So, Thundercats got canceled. There's the new Batman show, which is CGI.
I guess, should we just roll through, like, all the new stuff and then talk about, like, the cancellations? Just kind of, like, go through, like, a general order of it?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, for new series, they announced, they announced, like, a bunch of new shows, although, like, half of them were already announced last year. They're bringing Total Drama back, Total Drama Island. I don't even think they even air that on the network anymore. Josh, do they still air that?
No, they haven't for a while. Yep. So
yeah, so that's probably going to bomb for them.
But, well, we know that Star Wars got renewed. That's no surprise there.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars obviously got... Actually, I heard the ratings for Star Wars wasn't very good, but this might be the final season, but...
Wait a sec.
Yeah,
I don't,
it did get obviously renewed.
I don't see it.
George Lucas.
Oh, no, I see it. They're not even airing that right now, because it's off-season.
Yeah, well, we can talk about Cartoon Planet when we talk about Toonami. Ben 10 show.
I kind of wish they would still air their action shows, like, more than once a week, you know?
Yeah, I guess, is it because that they're, like, so, like, there's so much continuity that just nobody tunes in?
I don't know, but I think that a show like that is better if you can watch it over a few weeks instead of half a year, you know?
Yeah, you'd think, like, that they try and strip it on, like, weekdays or something.
They used to air, well, I mean, that's where they used to air Toonami, you know? And that's very continuity, heavy stuff that they...
Foreshadowing. Yeah. There's a new Ben 10 series. I heard the ratings were dipping for that. I don't really know too much about this series. Other than it's called Omniverse.
Josh, do you know about it?
Actually, it's kind of confusing. Apparently, it's going to be, like, some episodes will have the older Ben, some episodes will have the younger Ben. It's a total mystery what the actual plot is at the moment, so...
I read something in the press release that it's like their number one franchise, like global franchise, which I was very surprised to learn. I didn't really realize that Ben 10 was that popular.
Well, they don't really have any other franchises at the moment, so.
But still,
I guess by default.
So Pokemon,
I guess technically Batman isn't really their franchise, but I don't know, it's still pretty impressive.
Yeah, Batman and Star Wars and stuff like that don't count because they're not made by CN.
Well, Batman's technically Warner Brothers Animation, which for some reason is different.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Because they air stuff on, I mean, Warner Brothers Animation makes those movies for them too, don't they? The DCU movies?
Yeah, they make all those. Oh, we should talk about Justice League Doom, because I want to complain about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
We'll talk about that later, though. The How to Train Your Dragon TV series is being renamed Dragons the Series, or DreamWorks Dragons the Series, which is a horrifyingly awful title.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
But the animation, I think, from what I saw, looks okay, and they got a lot of the original voice cast back. Like, they got the main character, and, like, I think three or four, like, half of the voices from the original, which is pretty solid, I would have to say.
Yeah.
They did a good... That's very surprising.
T.Y. is really looking forward to this.
Oh, I imagine so. Yeah, I know, like, Madagascar and Kung Fu Panda, both those shows don't have a lot of the original voice cast, so I was kind of surprised that they were able to
work that out
for this one.
They made a Kung Fu Panda TV show?
Yeah, that started airing a few months ago.
Isn't that on Nickelodeon or Disney XD or something? Okay.
Yeah, Nickelodeon actually got offered this series, but they passed because this wasn't as successful.
Huh.
And so that's why Cartoon Network took it.
I can't honestly remember the last time I saw Nickelodeon anything, to be honest.
I can't remember the last time I've seen them air a cartoon that wasn't SpongeBob.
That's true.
They apparently renewed. They renewed a bunch of animated series and they added a bunch, but I don't really know what those are, or really much about them. They're making a Monsters vs. Aliens series, I know.
Didn't everyone say that Avatar was, like, their greatest show?
Maybe fan-wise it is, but I don't think it did that well in the ratings.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same with, like, Invader Zim. Like, that show bombed on the TV channel, and then, like, all of a sudden, thanks to Hot Topic, it's now a cult classic.
Invader Zim is like Megas XLR, where the ratings were okay, just not in the demographic.
But Megas XLR is a good show, at least for me, because I enjoy out of it.
Oh, yeah, Megas XLR. I was watching it last week with some buddies. So I was showing them, and they're loving it. But, you know, it wasn't getting the ratings in the right demographic, and that's why it got canceled.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of shows get canceled nowadays. Because if you don't get them ratings in the right demographic, then you're not going to get advertisers, so what's the point?
Yeah, but it's like the shows that get the good ratings just suck.
Yeah, for me. In your opinion.
I know, in my opinion. My huge, grand, enormous opinion.
And Gunnamite's opinion. They're all great.
Yeah.
Well, opinions are like armpits. Everyone stinks and everyone has them. But anyways. Yes, in my opinion.
And then the last pickup the new Batman series, which is from, I've only seen a couple images, but it just makes me very angry.
You don't like the CGI?
No, I hate the Green Lantern CGI. It looks really cheap. I thought that Sitting Ducks had better CGI, and that came out 10 years ago.
I don't know.
Voice acting's okay. I mean, from what I've seen from the plot of Green Lantern, it's okay, but it's just not that great.
I really think...
I haven't watched any of the previous Batman series, the Brave and the Bold, but that didn't really appeal to me too much. I don't understand why they're trying to, like... I don't understand why they wouldn't try and make the TV show kind of relate with the current string of movies.
But
that's just me.
Well, is this one supposed to be more dark? Or, like, I don't even really get the concept.
I think Alfred is an ex-CIA agent, which I think is slightly canon, depending on what you read.
Who knows what's canon anymore?
Oh, Batman has, instead of Robin, there is a... His sidekick is called Katana, who is an Outsiders member.
That's the reason they're doing that is because she's Asian.
Oh, really? And it's supposed to have a bunch of slightly more obscure villains from the Batman catalog, so I guess that's kind of cool.
I saw them mention Professor Pig from...
What the hell is that?
It's from the Grant Morrison run, but I don't really think they can pull something like that off.
I've never heard of this character, and I just looked him up on Wikipedia, and you have to be kidding me. I can't... I don't think I'm... This show is just making me depressed now.
I'm just
closing it out because it's making me so sad.
You're so sad you can't even pull up the information to find out.
No, I don't want to read about it anymore because it's just going to make me angry.
He premiered in Batman 666.
I'm just going to go read my Batman Hush book and go in my corner and be happy.
You know, I haven't actually read Hush.
Hush is a very excellent book. I haven't read that much Batman, but it's by far probably my favorite series. I love Jeff Loeb. I believe that's how you pronounce his name.
I haven't even read Long Halloween, which everyone says you have to read.
Yeah, he wrote Long Halloween. Yeah, that one's great. Pretty much, I love a lot of his work. He's
what
one
about,
of my favorite writers.
Dark Vengeance, is that good?
Yeah. And then Jeff Johns, I have been so in love with lately. I read his Flash Rebirth run, amazing. I'm up to date on Green Lantern and the New 52.
Yeah.
Excellent writing. I love what they did with Sinestro. Really, it's just like how they gave Hal Jordan his powers back. It's all really well done.
Have you read his new Justice League run on the New 52?
No, I haven't read. I haven't yet. I heard he actually did Aquaman, I think.
Yeah,
I might have that wrong.
He's writing Aquaman now too. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I want to check out Aquaman. Actually, I think I did read. I did read the Justice League. Actually, I take that back. I read a couple issues. I didn't like how Batman automatically gave himself away as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
That just kind of seems... It was just kind of random why he did it, because he had never even met... I believe he said revealed it to Green Lantern.
Yeah.
This seemed kind of... And then, like, just putting them all together at once, trying to wrap that up in one issue, it just seemed really rushed.
Well, they... The first issue only has Batman and Green Lantern, and then the last page has Superman, I think. But
maybe I'm just summarizing the whole arc together. I just felt like the whole thing was really rushed in general.
There's 6 issues. Did you read them all in that arc?
I might have only gotten to issue 4. I don't entirely remember. This was a couple weeks ago.
Had, what's his name? Cyborg.
I don't like him. Why do they? I know why they had to put him in as the token, as a token character, but it's kind of annoying.
It's funny because they're trying to do like the Big 7 thing they like to do every now and then, where they have all the major ones. And they're
in one of the Justice League movies too. One of the more recent Justice League movies, because you know Hal Jordan has to be Green Lantern because of the movie.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you have Hal Jordan be the Green Lantern and everything now, then DC always has to freak out and stick in a minority somewhere because they don't have Jon Stewart as their Green Lantern anymore, you know?
Yep, exactly. I mean, I like Cyborg as a character in Teen Titans. I don't know if that was necessarily similar to his his character in the comic, but...
Well, it's kind of like the characters in the comics are generally more... I don't know, serious rather than the way Beast Boy acts in the...
Oh yeah, well obvious, yeah. Cyborg really wasn't always... Like, if you ignore some of the slapstick, he wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
of like him learning his powers as it goes.
Yeah.
In the Justice League book, I like that idea.
Did they ever like tell his origin on the Teen Titans show? Because it's obviously,
I don't think
like,
they probably didn't because I think that was generally canon what happened. So I bet that was probably too dark for them to air.
Yeah, because it's like about him getting his skin ripped off and everything. But
yeah, I imagine they obviously didn't show it.
Yeah. For a while, they like were hesitant to even put Batman's origin in the Batman show. So I don't think they did that until Batman the Animated Series.
Really?
Actually, there was an episode, like, one of the last episodes of of Super Friends. You know, when they, by the time they had Cyborg in the series, and they were trying to get it to be dark.
Wait, they did that to try and get, is that racist?
Oh, it's like that, huh?
Yeah. Good job, Shaver.
Well, I meant that by the end, you know how at the by the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, sure you did. Sure you did. I can't imagine Justice League or not Justice League Super Friends trying to be edgy or the hateful word you used. Am I gonna have to get the Better Bullying Bureau?
Mason might have to edit this and bleep out Josh's.
Yeah, Josh, you might actually have a complaint against you instead of everything going to me for once.
we'll just blame it on CG again.
Yeah. CG is now impersonating Josh to get back at him for his impersonations of CG. And he
my god, we foiled it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, and Steve's not on here to talk about his give us his general 20-minute rant on CG.
Yeah.
Alright, so what were the shows that got passed? I think...
Oh, actually, we didn't finish the upfront stuff.
Yeah,
we completely got off topic, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's the point of the show.
Yeah, the only other series... There are two other series, a series based around The Annoying Orange, which is obviously...
Why?
Because Fred the Series did really well on Nick, and Cartoon Network is just copying Nick as per usual.
CG, what do you think about this series? Are you glad?
Yeah, I really love The Annoying Orange. I really relate to him and his annoying antics.
Good to hear from you, CG.
Can someone put CG back in his cage?
Well, the way we've understood it is CG has gone to like some sort of dark dimension, Negaverse or something, and
yeah, San Francisco.
I think they that might possibly be it, but apparently I think his internet got taken away, so he's able to channel himself through Josh somehow. So we get these little spasms every once in a while.
He's probably actually inside Josh.
I think so too.
Oh jeez!
Double entendre. Yeah.
All right, and then the last series is a sketch comedy series from Nick Cannon. Which,
yes, that sounds god awful.
It stars one. I think there's like five people in it. One of them is the voice of Finn in Adventure Time. Apparently they released one clip that apparently went over so well at the upfront they put it on YouTube, and I did watch it, and I didn't absolutely hate it. It wasn't that funny, but it wasn't that bad.
And is that your way of saying that, like, you enjoyed it, but are ashamed to say so?
No, I'm not Ishtar, and I'm gonna, like, freak out over this, but...
Is this a show that you can just sit there and watch and slit your wrist at the same time, but think it's okay?
No. It's like, I won't, like, be... I think the idea of a sketch comedy show isn't that terrible, but I don't know. I mean...
I don't know. I go to the Adult Swims to get my sketch comedy. Like, they just now started the Dr. Steve Brule show again. Check it out.
That's
and
not really sketch comedy, though. That's more
just
really awkward.
I think that's just Dr. Steve Brule just being him on a daily basis, and they just happen to record it. I find that show a lot funnier than Loiter Squad.
Loiter Squad, I can't decide if I liked. I've watched the pilot twice now.
Loiter Squad is like a black man's version of Jackass.
With
or
Tim
excuse
and Eric.
Me, yeah, some Tim
That's
and Eric.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, Tim and Eric.
I love the breaking of the fourth wall for some reason. I just find that absolutely hilarious, even though they didn't intend to do that, and it's just because they're terrible actors.
Well, they had Exhibit on the second episode.
I haven't seen the second episode yet, but I imagine it's probably not that great.
I don't know. I watched it and I was like, this is kind of enjoyable, but it just, like, was not as funny as me watching Check It Out.
Yeah, I've recently gotten to Tim and Eric, because I have to watch Steve Brule at some point.
I'd say, I think Check It Out is probably going to be your best alley, because, like, Tim and Eric is something that had to grow on me, and I do enjoy Tim and Eric, but I don't enjoy it as much as I do with Check It Out, and Check It Out is a sideshow of Tim and Eric.
Yeah, no, I know who Steve Brule is and everything, but yeah. I just like I'll need to watch at some point. But getting back to the sketch
topic
thing,
was that British show? What was that British show that AS used to air that had like British? Ants in it?
Is that the really
Dark
weird
Randy's Dark Place?
No, I've seen that one.
That was
too,
the one
though.
Where the hospital. I've seen one episode of that, but then there's that other one where they had like two guys that run a pawn shop or something. Is that the show that you're talking about?
What show is that? I don't even recognize pawn shop.
Well, yeah. It's like they ran a store that had weird stuff in it, but then there was an episode that worked at a zoo or I can't think of the name.
They had the British office.
Maybe the Mighty Boosh or Look Around You.
Look
Around You is what I was talking about. And Mighty Boosh has the episode with the fish with the mangina. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen the Mighty Boosh, but it's on my list of like things I need to watch. Isn't Look Around You basically like it's like an educational, but it's like all the facts are wrong.
Yeah.
Look Around You is like they make fun of 1982 science, like PSA, like science class videos in like a comedic way, which is genius, but it's just kind of dry for me. But I get
I'm very picky with British humor. Like I'm very picky with Monty Python. I don't find a lot of their stuff funny.
I mean, I liked some of the British Office, but I remember I was trying to watch Stressed Eric, which was an animated series from Britain, and that I didn't like that too much. I saw like maybe 3 episodes of it.
Slightly on topic, but my friend and I watched pretty much all of Wonder Shows in yesterday for no real reason other than
we've
been in a PFFR mode. Oh man, that show is so much better now. I watched it I watched the entire thing like 2 or 3 years ago, and now that I'm much older and understand a lot more of it, it is that humor suits me a lot more now. It is just so ridiculous.
I can't watch that show in one setting. It's like I try, but my brain hurts after like 2 episodes, and I have to take it little piece at a time. It's like I want to enjoy it, but it's like my brain just gets all gushy. And like my friend gave me 2
PFFR does that to you.
Yeah, like my friend gave me 2 seasons of it, and I had it for like a month, and he's like, "Where'd my DVDs go?" And I'm like, "I still have them." I was like, "Can I have them back?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm about to finish up episode season 1 tonight. I don't know if I'm going to get to season 2. It's just too much for me."
In season 2, there's a recurring skit called Horse Apples, which is basically them making fun of rednecks. And there's an entire episode with that concept. And it has among them is like Zach Galifianakis and David Cross, which is awesome. But it is the slowest piece of television I've ever seen. And like it's more unwatchable than the last episode of season 1, where they play the second act in that episode is the first act in reverse. That is more watchable than that. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like they play half the episode and they just rewind the other half. It was just like, you people just do not care.
No, we did it just to troll, because PFFR thinks on a higher level than any of us could ever possibly conceive to think. That's really how it works. You really can't like realize this until you watch Final Flesh, which was made before Wonder Showzen. It is the most beautiful movie ever made. I'm not going to tell you anything about it other than you need to find a copy.
I think you've mentioned it one time in the chat like a long time ago.
Don't watch the trailer. Just download it and watch it. Just put an hour of your time, set an hour of time to watch it, and just watch. Just let your mind just be dissolved. And that is PFFR. All right. I guess going back to the upfront.
Daft, did you like Xavier?
Oh, actually, one thing we forgot. Yeah, PFFR is behind Xavier Renegade Angel, which actually I can't stand. That's too far for
me. That's too terrible of a show. I'm sorry.
They do it ironically, but it's just too much for me.
I think I watched the whole season of it. And Ivy really loved that show.
I don't know. I can't understand why you would catch the whole season of that event, Xavier, but I don't know why.
The bar is to be terrible and offensive as they can, but that's just it's too far for me. That's my line in the sand.
Isn't Xavier, I don't know, isn't Delocated more hated than Xavier now for PFFR stuff?
I don't really like Delocated either, but I've never really given it a fair shake.
I happen to have it on, like, you know, late Thursday nights or whatever, and I'll have it on, but like I'll pay attention to it half the time, and I couldn't really care less of the show. Like, it has some funny moments, but it's just, I don't see how they got 4 seasons into that show by now, or I think they're getting on their 4th season or something.
They have a lot of really funny people in it, but just like the concept doesn't really amuse me. Like, just I don't the concept just doesn't gel with me. So
It's hard for me to imagine that the guy who's John Glasser is working on Delocated when he came from Stroker and Hoop, and I love Stroker and Hoop.
But he did Stroker and Hoop. I didn't know that.
It's credited on Wikipedia, or I'm not sure. I think he did the voice for Stroker. I think.
Huh, did not know that.
I looked it up recently or something.
One other series we forgot to mention. There's a new Lego collaboration. Apparently, the current Lego series is doing incredibly well in the ratings. I don't understand how.
Wait a second. That's the ninja thing?
Yeah, Ninjago. That's apparently doing really well in the ratings. I can't tell you why. Other than that, I know the toys must sell really well.
Because we're not 8 years old and want to spend all our allowance money on Legos. Because if we did that, we would understand how great that show is.
There are plenty of adults who buy Legos, but probably hate that series.
Well,
I looked at the voice acting list, and I could not recognize a single name. I don't even know what studio is. I don't even know who the hell is making that.
Well, speaking of Legos, I actually picked up a set because there's something on Kickstarter called Mobile Frame Zero, which somebody's making an actual role-playing game that you can like basically make mechs out of Legos and use it to battle other people. So it sounds like it's a tabletop game, but you make your own little mech Lego unit and you can battle other people. And it's on Kickstarter right now, and I think they got enough funding for it. But if the funding's still going on, I like to support it and
really
get like
not.
A PDF of it or something.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I can't figure out. Yeah, I'm on Wiki right now, and I cannot figure out what studio made this. I don't think they know.
it's like a DVD showed up on the doorstep. But like, this show looks pretty good. Let's try it.
No, like there's literally apparently, first of all, apparently a Lego TV exists because that's credited as airing on that channel. And I can't find. It doesn't say who makes it. That's really weird. Oh, well, that's not my problem, I suppose. I guess for returning series, there wasn't too much surprise about a lot of it. I guess the notables were Level Up did get renewed. I think that got hyped quite a bit for the fact that it got another season.
Regular show is getting another season, right?
Oh, yeah, that definitely got another season. But they were hyping Level Up in the press release, which I guess isn't... the concept's okay. I think I've caught an episode. The premise I thought looked like it could be okay. Some of the CG
I just can't get into a show like that.
Yeah,
I'd rather spend my time watching the Aquabats Super Show on the Hub.
Is that good? I actually was considering checking that out.
It's really strange and corny, but it is an entertaining show, and like I am a big Aquabats fan. But it's more designed for kids, but I think if it was designed for adults, it'd be much better. But I do happen to like the show. I mean, there's some really corny moments in that show that I'm like, gosh, that's so terrible. But I'm like, I can't stop watching it. But I seem to get more enjoyment out of like watching a regular show than Aquabats.
Oh, regular show is my favorite show right now.
I can't hate on a show that where a bunch of people play the Sega Master System in there. I cannot.
Dude, the last week's episode was basically a love letter to the Wizard. Like they had the Power Glove and they parodied the entire movie.
Oh my god, that sounds
so beautiful. It was so good. Voice acting is great. Like they have Stephen Blum in like every other episode, Mark Hamill in every other episode. Really good stuff.
So, oh.
Yeah, I'm on my third. I've watched through it all once. I watch it typically live with a couple people. And then I'm on my third run through with a couple other friends I've gotten into it.
If you can find me a link for that episode of Regular Show, it'll come on TV eventually, but if you can find me a link to that, that'd be great, because I would love to see
it. I download it all in... I get HD rips, even though it's Flash. I don't care. Okay. It's awesome. I guess any... I'm just looking at the pickups. There's a bunch of really random third-party shows that got renewed. I'm not even going to acknowledge their existence. I don't think any of them are even airing on the network currently. Likely they got money to air them or something of the sort.
They renewed Casper's Scare School, and I don't think they've aired that for like 2 or 3 years.
I don't think they aired that last year. I don't know. They probably got money to air it or something, but yeah, it's really odd. And Johnny Test got renewed, so I don't really know how that happened.
That's like a popular show for some ungodly reason, it seems. It's on every freaking day.
It is on a lot. I mean, it's been running for so long. I'm just kind of, and it's just, it's so awful.
It's been running for like 6.5 years.
It's the last kids WB show.
What are Sidekick and Hero 108?
Those are third-party Toyetic shows, I believe. Either that or Vertelatoon. I think Vertelatoon,
well,
actually.
Well, Hero 108 is Toyetic, but Sidekick is more like, it's by the, it's another Canadian show, I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, all those are Canadian or designed to sell toys. Or both.
Canadians. That's how their economy works, is by making Toyetic shows.
Yeah, they're on their maple syrup.
But then they made, like, Reboot, and I'm like, what happened to you guys? They made Reboot. Mm-hmm. That was such a cool show.
I guess, and then some noteworthy things, I guess, that weren't mentioned. There's been a bunch of rumors going around that Shaolin Showdown is going to be renewed. Or be revived.
Actually, just today they released, just today there was a preview clip released of a future episode of Shaolin Showdown. It's like 5 minutes or so.
Oh wow, can you link me to that?
Sure.
I know, I read somewhere that it's moving up to Canada, so one of the voice actors isn't returning because she doesn't have a visa.
They replaced Jack Spicer's voice with I think it's Tara Strong.
What? Jack Spicer's voice is replaced?
Yeah.
That, I feel like Tara Strong can't pull that off. Unless they, like, change the character somewhat or something. That sounds, I thought they replaced Kimiko, or I believe that's her name.
Well, they might have.
I forget. But is that still being made by Warner Brothers? Even though it's in Canada? Or is,
I don't know,
because I think that was a Warner Brothers animation show.
Yes.
Let's talk about Toonami or something.
Alright, I guess there's like a couple wrap-up thoughts on the upfront. Shaolin Showdown wasn't officially announced, but apparently there's a clip out, so that works. There's no mention of Thundercats, so that's presumed canceled.
They don't mention Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, but
yeah, so I'm supposed to bring that up.
Yet new episodes are starting up next month, so.
Do they have promos for that?
No, but I think the first episode got leaked.
Oh, cool. I know. Well, that got. I mean, technically, the season ended last year, so it was already renewed.
True.
But I don't know. They re-announced a lot of things from last year this year too. So it was a bit odd that they didn't mention that. Yeah, I'll definitely be watching that. I was very impressed with the first season. That was incredibly well done. Like, for an overarching plot in every episode was generally interesting. And a lot of Hanna-Barbera callbacks, it was quite impressive.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, seriously, like, it's actually pretty good. And then, I guess, are there any other things you think we missed, Josh?
Did you talk about Young Justice? Doesn't that get renewed?
Yeah, Young Justice got renewed.
Yeah, I think like the next season of Young Justice has both a new plot and also like everyone's getting new designs and stuff. Or something.
I hope they re-air the early episodes. I've never seen that show. And they only air it once a week.
Yeah, that's a point.
Anyways.
Yeah, is that pretty much it? I can't think of any.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was overall a, for the most part, personally, it was a disappointing up front.
That's... Hey, finish, sorry.
No, I'm done.
I was just a little disappointed that they didn't announce any new animated shows. I don't really consider Annoying Orange an animated show, but I mean, I just like animated comedies. Adventure Time and Regular Show are kind of getting up there.
Well, they did announce a new Lego show, but...
That doesn't count. That's Toyetic. It's not a real show.
So I guess we can move on to the
Fool's. Let's talk about Toonami.
Yeah, the Adult Swim April Fools are bringing Toonami back, which is probably the best idea ever. And apparently Cartoon Network is like, hey, you guys want it back? Send us some feedback, because that would be really cool.
I thought it was very funny that they started out by airing The Room for the first 20 seconds. I was just about to start before Tom showed up.
Yeah, and then it was like, now on DVD.
Yeah. But yeah, you have a case. Hey, Adult Swim, you have the test came in. You have a... I'm even gonna try to do a Stephen Blum voice because I'm not worthy.
None of us are worthy, but yeah, I love. Yeah, so Steve Blum came back as Tom 3, not Tom 4, not Thomas the Tank Engine Tom, but Tom 3, and basically gave a review on Mass Effect 3, which was pretty good. Yep. And Steve Blum got to cuss actually in his reviews. Like,
yeah, I thought it was really interesting that. I think the reason why they did the promos for DVD was probably Funimation and Bandai were like, something along the lines that happened was like, hey, we're not going to pay you to air these, but we want to do this as a like one-day thing. What can we do so we can do that?
Yeah, promotions.
I'm like, hey, just air DVDs for us, or promo our DVDs, and like, oh, okay. So there were some really awesome promos for that.
Yeah, I like the ad for Tenchi Muyo where like Tenchi's got 99 problem and all those and every one of those bitches is one of them, which I'm like, that's so true. Yeah, it was something like that. I'm like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty beautiful. I do have to say,
yeah.
Mass Effect was really great. I saw V was freaking out that Tom gave it an 8.5.
I mean, it's as honest. I think first of all, the way I've understood it is that Steve Blum doesn't really play hardly any video games. He's just a voice actor.
He was a voice actor in Mass Effect 3.
Right, but I think someone probably played the game and wrote a review for him to talk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But no, but it's just good fun. D was like freaking out over it. I think just as many people were happy as they were angry that because it didn't get a 10.
Well, I mean. It's good to give an honest opinion that's not a perfect score, because at least, like, for instance, if Toonami does come back and it's a Saturday, Adult Swim Toonami thing, then they can actually review something honestly and be like, yeah, this is what we really think. You know, we're not getting paid to give out a good review, but just because the sponsor said so.
I'm trying to be Tom. You're getting, like, a little robot voice going.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
I bet you it's my internet or something. I can't even hear the robot voice.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah, it kind of happened in that. Yeah, you're kind of getting a little staticky there. I think. Oh, what do you guys think is going to happen? The Bring Back Toonami thing has been getting a lot of play, apparently. Apparently, it reached number one trending topic. So that was probably at like 4 a.m. or something ridiculous like that.
It feels that way.
Actually, to my understanding, it was actually like that at like 11 p.m. Tuesday night.
It also depends Monday on your night. Settings. Like, I have it set to worldwide, and it took, like, Toonami was not nearly as high on Saturday, when a Toonami is airing, as it was for other people's lists. But it's still really impressive that they were even able to make those lists to begin with.
Wait, what? What list? Sorry,
Toonami list.
Toonami got a bunch of trending topics on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. That's a really good sign for it. A lot of random Toonami-related stuff got... Like, I think they had 8 out of 10 in the U.S. at one point, which was pretty impressive. But that was at 2 or 3 a.m., so it's kind of, expected.
Yeah, they actually picked out some, like, really random episodes. Like, they...
Rhyme or reason?
I'm not sure, but like for Dragon Ball Z, it was the episode where Gohan defeats Cell, and for Gundam Wing, it was the one where they all meet up again and they take out the two transports, and it was the one that Hiryuri self destructs his Wing Gundam. This was like episode 8, I think. Yu Yu Hakusho was something that happened in like the last arc or story or something. Outlaw Star is on an episode I have not seen because I've never finished that series, and I think it's like towards the end. He has to like Gene has to rescue Malfina. That's all I get out of it. They did show episode one of Big O, and now I'm actually.
Did they actually show the first episode? I actually just watched that the other night, not at 4 a.m. in the fucking morning.
They did.
They actually re-aired the first episode of Blue Sub Number 6. When Blue Sub Number 6 has not been on TV in about, I'd say, 10 years.
Having never seen that before, I was very impressed by the CG in it, considering.
That's a show from like the late 90s.
That must have been mind-blowing when that aired on Toonami originally.
Yeah, it came out, I think the first time it aired was like 1999, and then they put it, or like 2000, and then they re-aired it back, like the 5th anniversary of Toonami, like back in 2002, which was around the same time. So it's literally been 10 years since Blue Sub Number 6 was on Toonami.
That's awesome.
I really like Blue Sub Number 6. Like, I downloaded
that in the Big O, because I had never seen either of them.
I saw the Big O when Adult Swim was re-airing the whole series, when they made Big O 2, and it was leading up to it, like, I think 8 years ago, and I recorded everything for a friend of mine, so that's how I saw Big O. And I think I've got a couple of DVDs of Big O 2.
Right on. I know for Tenchi, they aired an OVA that did not even air on
Cartoon
Network.
I had to research that because, like, it's the Ryōoki OVA, which they started it back in 1992, and it's like 20-some episodes, but it took him like 13 years to finish it. And I think that was the actual last episode of that OVA, because everything I saw did not make any sense. Like, one example was like this villain that shows up, and his name is, I'm Z00103325368 93, or you can just call me Z or Zeto. And I'm actually cheated by, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for it, so that's why I know that.
That's okay. I was, having never seen anything from Tenchi before and having no real previous knowledge, I wasn't very interested in it.
This is not really like most of the Tenchi stuff. Most of it's not this sci-fi.
Yeah, it's because the Tenchi stuff they showed 10 years ago, 10 or 11 years ago, was like the original OVA, which is Ryōoki, but it's only like the first six episodes that was edited. And then they showed Tenchi Universe, and then they showed Tenchi in Tokyo, which I did like Tenchi in Tokyo from what I remember, because he's at Tokyo, he's away from all the other crazy women, and finds himself another girl, but then later she turns out to be like an alien or something. And I was like, that kind of sucks.
That's bad trip.
Well, way to spoil it for me.
Well, it was something like that. I don't know, I haven't seen it in 10 years.
I'm just fucking bothering you, don't worry about it. I don't think I'm going to watch it anyway. What else? They aired Trigun.
I haven't gotten that far to watch Trigun yet on my iPod.
And then they ended with Gigantor and Astro Boy. Which, whatever. They aired a Right Stuff ad before that hour, which was kind of interesting.
I did notice that while they had DVD ads for like all the other shows, they didn't have one for Astro Boy.
Apparently Right Stuff owns the rights to Astro Boy and Gigantor, and they ran a Right Stuff ad right before Astro Boy.
Well.
So that's what they do with that. The Right Stuff ad, I have to admit, was pretty impressive, considering what it is. It was a very well done ad.
Oh my god, what is that noise?
That was like a motorcycle or something.
I have my windows shut, but I think that's probably what it is. There's a cop with a motorcycle that just drives around my campus at night.
It's vibrating in my mind.
Tell him to turn it down.
Okay, so at 2 a.m., my building shakes because the train goes by it.
I thought because like Boston was on a fault line or something.
I'm not even near Boston. I'm in Durham, New Hampshire.
Oh. I wasn't sure where you were.
It's close enough. Yeah, these walls are awful. Like, I can hear... Like, if my cell phone went off right now, my neighbors would be able to hear it. That's how thin the walls are. It's great. My room is, like, the size... Like, it's barely... Like, It's probably slightly bigger than a walk-in closet, but it's a one-person room, so it's all I need. Any other thoughts on the Toonami stuff?
I was going to propose, if we had to make our own Toonami list, what would you put on it?
I think they're going to end up doing is that they're just going to air the regular shows, but they're just going to have Tom host it. Maybe they'll get the rights to one or two old shows.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of like. I wish they can bring back some of the older stuff, but I don't know if that's going to happen. That's probably not going to happen ever.
The rights wouldn't be that expensive, but it's just why would Adult Swim put the money towards it? So probably they'll put the bumps back, but they probably won't acquire anything. But do you guys think that's good though?
I want them to come back with different stuff, and for me, Toonami wouldn't be the same if it had Gundam on it. Like, I would love for them to bring back either old Gundam shows, but that's not going to be the same for me if they bring it back, and it would just be like the Adult Swim anime stuff. But I guess if I had to make my own list, it would probably just be, and I've probably done this 100 times already, or like not really 100, but a few times. I don't know. I'd rather do like a movie night, or like just show like really bad anime dubbing from Manga Entertainment or something, like Mad Bull 34 or something like that, or have a movie night. Like movie night for me would be showing like Wicked City or I don't know, something ridiculous. But it would be me showing like stuff from the 80s and 90s if I had any control over the Toonami slot, and obviously bringing back Gundam OVAs. But that's just me.
I think it'd just be cool to see Tom introducing Cowboy Bebop and introducing Cooly Cooly and stuff like that.
That would be cool.
I really don't think that they're going to sustain a long ratings boost from this. But I'm just going to say, this came at the perfect time. Because...
Hey, we never talked about Cartoon Planet, did we?
We'll get to that in a second. We'll wrap this up. But Bleach has... The Bleach anime stopped in Japan, so there's a set number of episodes they have left for Bleach.
Thank God. Glad that show's over.
There are no other new shows that they have.
Yeah.
So, it kind of looked like that they were going to just try and get out of anime while they could.
They have, there's like 2 more years worth of Bleach, but...
They could easily just not pick that up. So... So having Toonami come back and get this much public interest is probably really good for action stuff on Adult Swim. So just people have to prove that they're going to tune in and watch. Which I don't really think they will, but if it keeps it going for a little longer, then that's good.
What was all that? Say it again twice as fast. I can't what? Focus when you're...
What? I missed that. I guess, do we have any other comments on Toonami? Should we just talk about talk how much about we love Adult Swim for actually doing this?
Do we talk about the seizures on... the seizure moments in like DBZ where the screen was all flashing and
oh man, by I think it was either Tenchi or some other show.
I talked about the stream for the file.
My brain, I was just like out, zoned out. I was just like I think it was because I hadn't been up past 4 a.m. in a long time, and I was just droning out, and it was hurting my head just looking at it. Oh man. I have to say I was very impressed with Adult Swim for doing that, because the past 2 years they really phoned it in with playing the room, and Earth Ghost is awful.
Yeah,
like, that was just so bad.
So how are we doing on time,
53
John?
53 minutes. 55
right,
seconds.
Let's talk about Cartoon Planet. They also brought back Cartoon Planet. That's supposed to be a weekly thing. It has Brack and Zorak. Varying some old shows, but it has a mix of newer stuff. Like, they have Flapjack for some reason. They have My Gym Partner's a Monkey, which I didn't realize, I forgot existed for a long time. And Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends is getting a lot of airplay, too. I think that's on every week, despite having mostly half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
I don't exactly know why they're doing this. Friday doesn't really get a lot of good ratings for them.
Well, I think it's mainly because they've removed all the previous Friday shows to Saturday mornings.
Well, that too, but I mean, why not leave? I mean, Star Wars, don't you think Star Wars would get more ratings than that? Are we just banking on all, like, the nerds
from Star Wars is going to reruns, I think.
I think it's also because their 20th anniversary is coming up, so they're trying to, like, cash in on that.
They've never done anything for their anniversary in years past. Mm. Or at least recent past. So I really wouldn't expect them to do any this year. Other than because they're just trying to copy Nick again.
Well, true, yeah. There's the 90s or all that block.
Mm. Do people still watch that? I haven't seen any recent ratings for that, but I remember there was a massive drop-off after the first month.
Yeah, I know Ishtar still watches it.
I thought they stopped that because, I remember back in the summer, you guys were like, hey, in the chat, like, hey, here's a link to the stream. And I'm like, all right, cool. And we watched it for 3 hours, and that was it. And we did that. I remember doing that for, like, a couple weeks, and I just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah. It was fun for a while, and then it just kind of...
Wait, what are we talking about?
The 90s or all that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought we were talking about when Adult Swim... Do you remember when they did the old swimming bumps again, like, about a year ago? And they did, like, the original schedule and everything for a few weeks?
I think
I
remember that.
I remember them doing that. That's pretty cool.
I remember seeing them putting an old bump up recently.
I kind of think if they did the Toonami again, it would be like that, and it wouldn't last very long.
I mean, where it's a one day, it's once a week. It's not that bad. I mean, they probably only have to pay Stephen Blum, like, to come in 4 times a year to record new stuff and new reviews. Hey, do you guys have a hoverboard?
Dude, they had a recall on those. Which sucks.
No, I saw Mattel has their hoverboard out. You know that, right?
I thought they got recalled.
No, dude, they're out right now. They're putting a bunch out for the holidays, actually. It's awesome.
Are you posting the link up for this?
Yeah, no, that's a link to buy them. Yeah, it's a link.
Oh my gosh, Daft, you beautiful son of a gun! I thought you were just kidding with me.
No, why would I lie about hoverboards existing?
They're not going to hover, obviously.
What are you talking about?
Wait, they are going to hover?
I think you're the one on government cheese now.
Dude, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
I'll have to read this.
All right, so I'm assuming we're near an hour right now, so unless we have anything else that we want to talk about, should we just do some quick mailbag?
59 minutes.
All right, do we want to do a quick minute mailbag?
No.
We're just going to wrap it up now?
I don't.
I figure we're going to do 2 episodes of this, but I don't think John's in the mood. But we can always record the other part next week or, like, in a couple of days or something.
Okay, I can just keep this recording.
I can't record this weekend. But, yeah, just call me. I can do stuff, I guess.
What about tomorrow evening? Would that work for you guys?
Possibly not. I might be seeing Battle Royale at my school theater.
Nice. I'm gonna have, like, church service tomorrow.
We should just keep going. There's no way to schedule it.
I think we might as well shoot for, like, a recording. Well, I'm doing something Friday night, but we can always catch this up, like, maybe Saturday or sometime next week to talk about Hunger Games and other stuff. So if that'll work for you guys.
We'll record an episode next week. It won't be a big deal.
Yeah, I have spring break next week, so I've got quite a bit of free time because I'm not going to go out of town like I thought I would.
Alright, so I guess we should just sign off, I suppose.
Yeah, and hopefully Steve's mic will work or something. I don't know where he is. But anyways, yeah, I guess that's it for this episode.
What, really?
Well, yeah, obviously you're not in any condition to continue to record. I don't even know if you're recording this right now.
Oh, it's moving.
It's moving? Is it moving out of the screen?
Is moving? You can't count your eyes.
The red bar on GarageBand.
I'm pretty sure it's a red bar. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be green. Or is it green afterwards?
Beats me. Sometimes it's purple.
Or is it Hershey's cheese? Or is your government cheese green? that's a really rotten cheese.
It was brown.
This is a fun episode.
It, indeed. Alright, so I guess do we sign off now?
You want me to stop?
No, we have to sign off.
Final remarks or whatever, closing remarks.
Alright.
Who?
All right. Closing remarks, Daft.
Remember, 9/11 was an inside job.
Closing remarks, Josh.
Ron Paul.
Closing remarks, John.
I didn't prepare one. Sorry.
That's okay. And then, I guess I'm signing off, so we'll talk about Hunger Games.
CG needs to sign off.
CG, are you there?
Yes. What do you wish to ask?
Closing remarks.
You have to sign off. Yeah, you have to sign off.
Boop boop be doo.
Pizza!
Pizza!
That's a very good closing remarks, CJ.
This is a bad trip. Stop it.
Please cut the podcast and cut the episode off on that.
We are done with this episode.